Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that...
All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs.
They're all the same. I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here.
I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
I have this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. It's not a fuck. I'm not a conspiracy nut. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I have this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what your promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialist capitalist scumbucks who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room, and this little screen comes down, and a big guy in a cigar rolled a film. And it's a shot of the Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before.
That looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll.
And then the film, the screen goes up, and the lights come up, and they go to the new president. Any questions?
Well, I have a number of people from whom I get policy. I'm talking to Frank Gaffney. I talked to Richard Haass.
And Richard Haass served under Colin Powell during this Bush administration over at the State Department. He's now the president of the Council on Foreign Relations.
The idea of a one world community, a new world order. You know, they see that as...
They see themselves as a government as opposed to a group of world leaders or people with influence at a global level who are talking about global issues, do they?
They see themselves as headhunters. They'll get an up-and-coming politician who they think may be president or prime minister one day, and as globalist, industrialist leaders who believe that politics shouldn't be in the hands of the politicians.
People talk to me about, you know, the issue of Republican versus Democrat as if they don't get it. And I say, look, here's the way you get it. It's organized crime. All you do is you call the Republicans the Genoveses and you call the Democrats the Gambinos. The people at the top, they treat it like a crap game, like it's their crap game, like they're making lots of money. Occasionally, somebody at the table shoots each other, but the moment anything threatens their crap game, they all unite to protect it. They're both controlled by the same financial, economic, and corporate interests.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
It used to be more secretive. You know, the New World Order was talked about 30 or 40 years ago, and nobody would say it out and open. Now they talk about the New World Order, or they just think the world would be better off if we had one world government.
Right.
I don't. I mean, I don't even like the size of our federal government, let alone one world government. No.
It's a need for a new world order.
Within the next 4 years, we will see the emergence of a new international order.
The beginning of a new international order.
But there's a very, very clear-cut and easily identifiable system in place that puts all of these elements, from media control to government control to energy control, together into one apparatus working together effectively towards its final goal, which is, you know, global control.
A new world is emerging. It is a new world order.
It's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, and that is a new world order.
They're inside a cabal, a conspiracy, if you will, to take control of the United States, lead us into a one world government run by them.
Americans have been taught to expect their salvation from government, instead of recognizing government as the most dangerous threat they'll face in their lives.
All right, everybody, how you doing? Joseph Gibson here. Welcome to the program here tonight. Again, I didn't really promote the show too much. We don't have any real important guests here tonight. It's an open forum, and we'll see how we go from there. However, if you all remember from Sunday's show, I'm invited to try to be a co-host on another show. Some of you, it may be too late for you to listen in, but I would appreciate it if my supporters of this program would give it a shot. Just listen in. And this is a trial period for me, too. I don't know if I'm going to be a permanent co-host. Excuse me. On this program here, but it's going to be 8 p.m. tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, okay? And the show call-in number is going to be 619-924-9807. Again, those of you, because we've got a bunch of people on the line here tonight, are just listening. They're anonymous guests. That's fine. You can be private callers. I don't mind. But if you're calling in and going to be a private caller, if you press the number one, I'm a little skeptic about you because I don't want to hear any, you know, F you, blah, 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 nonsense, blah, 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 if you know what I mean. And we've had that in the past where people will call in and criticize me and talk nonsense and waste time, especially when we're in an important show. They usually don't do it when we have open forums like this, but if I have a guest, they'll call in and try to disrupt the show. And anyway, Joe from Sebastian, Florida, he has something he wants to add to the program here tonight, and I will not forget about you. Okay? You will get on here. Just give me some time here to do my introduction to the program. All right. I don't know where Elizabeth Rondo is. I tried connecting her twice. Some of you I know log in before the show actually begins, and you hear the ringtone of the phone, and you hear me try to connect people. And I do that as a courtesy, you know, because sometimes I don't have a show, and people say, well, you know, I wasted my time trying to get on. So what I do is I try to give people a little reminder, and I'll call them. But Elizabeth Rondo doesn't seem to be on the line tonight. She hung up on me twice. Maybe she's not feeling good. Maybe she just doesn't want to be a part of the program tonight. So that's fine. That's fine. And there were two others that I tried calling, and they usually log in a little bit later in the program. But tonight we may have a shortened show. We may have a show maybe that'll last only about 45 minutes tonight. It depends. You know, we never know what happens on this program. We never know. We never know where this show goes, how it goes, and what happens. All right? So everyone's welcome, though, to, of course, participate into this program, in this program. And press the number one. Look, press the number one if you want to speak. And that's how we do it on this program, folks. But anyway, real quick here, I wanted to let you know, I'm going to be a co-host. I'm going to be a co-host at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a different format, on a different program. So I'm going to be a co-host. And I would hope everyone here who's listening tonight will give this show a chance. It's a little bit late for some. I understand that. But I'm asking everyone who supports this program to call in to this program tonight a little bit after 8 p.m. And the phone number, again, I'm going to give it because we just got about 13 people that just logged in here. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8. Sorry, 8 people just logged into the program here. The phone number is going to be 619-924-9807. Again, 619-924-9807. I'm going to be a co-host on this program. This is an experiment. We're going to see how this goes tonight, folks. All right? But anyway, all right, real quick, before I get to Joe and Sebastian, Florida, he did send me a message saying he wants to participate in tonight's program. He has something to say. What I want to say tonight is this. You know, again, the politics. Here we go with the healthcare nonsense. You know, this healthcare bill that's coming out. It's all nonsense, man. Did anyone read this healthcare bill? Did anyone read it? It's the same damn thing Obama brought forward to the platform. Pre-existing conditions. Well, Obama already had pre-existing conditions. And a lot of you, if you're not educated on the health care bill, and if you're unhealthy, if you're on medications, you need to freaking read it, folks. Don't pay attention to what I'm saying. You need to go on the internet and read this bill. And you know what? This all the way undermines my belief in Donald Trump. And what I'm going to say is Donald Trump cannot get anything done. You want to know why? Because he's not a part of the big club. He's not a Freemason. He's not a part of the Illuminati. He's not a part of the New World Order. He's not a part of the European colonial New World Order. All right? He's not a part of the European colonial North. Listen, and listen, I'm not saying that all white people are racist. What I'm saying is we all know that this European New World Order Zionist bullshit that's going on is destroying our world right before our very eyes. And you need to get educated. And I've been promising you folks a little education here on the Federal Reserve, and I apologize. We're going to get to that next week. I'm gonna put together like a 6 or 7 part series where we're going to play videos, audio videos, that will tell you about what the Federal Reserve is. Because let me tell you, folks, the Federal Reserve is what is wrong and what is sick with the world today. The central bankers, the Rothschild, the Carnegies, the Warburgs, the Rockefellers, they are what is wrong and sick with the world today. Because war is big business. Okay? It's big business war, and it's disgusting. It's disgusting that we got to murder innocent people around the world and brainwash people to fight for a cause that doesn't exist. Shame on us. As people in sophisticated times, we all got iPhones, we got smartphones, we got the computer, we got the internet, we got Blog Talk Radio, we got alternative media, we got flat screen TVs, we got our fast cars, we got our, you know, come on! Why are we not educated to the problems that we are facing today in the world? We are dumbed down by our technology. You know, I watch TV shows from the years ago, and these people, like, for instance, I was talking to my father, for instance, about the Waltons, the TV show that grew up during the Depression. Huh. You know, back then, people were wholesome. They were good people. They would bend over backwards to help their fellow man. Today, we don't have that. We got greed, immateriality, nonsense, garbage, high-tech bullshit, and a bunch of nonsense running around out there. We can't, let me tell you something, people are so rude and immature and uneducated, it disgusts me. And we need a revolution. We got to have a revolution somewhere, whether it's between us or worldwide. To wake people up around the world. We listen, even within in our own families, we hate each other. Just look at yourselves, folks. How many of you don't get along with people in your own family? You know, we can dig deeper into this and analyze blah, blah, all this nonsense and common sense. But you know what? I got people waiting here who want to chip in. And the first person who's been waiting the longest, of course, is Joe from Sebastian, Florida. He said he has something he wants to talk about here tonight. And, of course, he's a supporter of the program. He's a number one listener. And whether or not you agree with him or not, he is a participant in this program from day one, and I will give him a say. So, Joe from Sebastian, Florida, go ahead. How you doing, Joe?
Okay, Joe. Thank you very much. Well, this here pertains to most everybody, if they listen. Basically, what it is what happened to me and how you well, there's not a way to defend against it, but what you can actually do, okay? Well, actually, I was blind in my left eye, and I finally found a place. It was right here in Sebastian that they use a laser now to do your eye. So I contacted them. The girl that was, you know, checking me out and, you know, getting me ready for the operation. It's not a big operation, okay? It's laser, you know? The machine goes, and then it's done, Okay, then $28, please, and you come back again for another system. And the eye is starting to see and all of that again. So I'm not going to argue with it. So the girl that checks your eye and everything, I said this before, but I'm going to say it again. She put 4 drops in each eye. I don't know what they call it, but desensitizer or something. But this here was at 4:20 in the afternoon. So I felt them burning. I saw, and then they said, okay, you can go home now. And they gave me a pair of glasses. The glasses didn't amount to, nothing. I couldn't see. So I just made it home in time. And I says, oh, well, I'm glad of that. Okay? What I see, every time the sun hits you in the eye, you can't see. That's it. So what happened was, to continue on, the next day, I got up in the morning and I looked around the house and I says, well, I guess my eye is okay again. So I went ahead and I started driving down there. The minute I got where there was no trees and the sun hit my eyes, I lost sight. Can you imagine me going 35 miles an hour and I can't see where I'm going? Okay, that's part of it.
Scary. Well, very scary. Very scary.
Oh, it was scary. What I was doing is, the line in the road is what I was following. Okay? Once in a while, I ran off of it, but I saw one truck pull off and run off into somebody's yard. Okay? I says, uh-oh, I'm having trouble. This guy was following me, and I finally got down to Quest, where I give blood, and he got behind me and started yelling at me. And I said, sir, I says, I'm awfully sorry about it. I says, they gave me shots in the eyes, and I can't say, oh, you should do this, you should do that. I said, sir, I said, I'm sorry. Now go about your business and go on. Go. So
okay.
It gets better than that. So I went into Quest, and the girl looked at me and says, Joe, what's the matter? I says, I don't know. I almost killed a bunch of people down here running off the road with the car. I says, I feel like I could kill myself. That was it. Sir, you just go in that room over there and sit down. And they called the fire department and the police. The fire department barged into the room like, they're looking for a madman. I was just sitting there. I says, who's the president? I says, I don't know. I guess it's Bush. No, it isn't. He said, it's Trump. I says, okay. I says, okay, I'm nervous right now. In come the cop. And the cop said, who's the president? I says, I told him. I says, okay, it's Trump now. And he started. He says, I got a call. Okay, well, go ahead and... They decided that they were going to commit me to the psycho ward.
Oh, my Lord. Wow.
Yes. It gets better than this, even. Well, I said, who do you... he started searching me. And, he searched me, and he didn't check my ankles or anything. I said, I told you. I used to be with the government, and I used to carry an ankle holster. Oh, I'll check that, too. He goes down and he checks it. Okay? Whoopee. Okay, this is the finest that we got in Sebastian. So he says, who do you want to take you to the hospital? I says, I don't care. A car is a car is a car. So he took me. So I got there, and, well... they issued me a place to stay and all of this. In fact, the psycho ward, there are 3 psycho wards in here because of the First Amendment. And underneath the First Amendment, they added an amendment where if you threaten someone, you can be put in a psycho ward. Okay?
Oh, my Lord, really? Without any trial? Without any trial or due process?
Right, with no trial or with anything. I read the law, and when a nurse came and says, Mr. Gibson, will you come into the office? We want to talk to you. I said, okay. I walked into the office. They wanted my family's phone number. Okay, so I gave them Michael. So all in all,
Listen, people don't know who Michael is. Michael is your son.
Yes,
correct?
Michael is my son. Okay.
Joe
is my son, and Jeannie is my daughter. So they took Michael's phone number, and this was a couple of days away. But I read the chart what the law is, and actually. The second law about you will be committed, it goes against the first law about, you're not supposed to hurt people, you're not supposed to talk bad about people, you're not supposed to do this or that and the other thing. So they went ahead and they called Michael on the telephone. And, well, this one guy came in to me. This was a couple of days later. He looked like the Hulk. He was so big. He was about 260 pounds, and he got muscles on top of his muscles. He was so strong. When we shook hands, okay, I had to squeeze his hand to keep him from hurting me, okay? And he says, I'm here to help you. I says, okay, wonderful. So he went into the office, and he called Michael. This is where it gets interesting. Michael, I told you, is my son. And I am so proud of that guy. It's unbelievable. He started talking to Michael. And Michael told him exactly the truth. And basically, Michael told him exactly what I told him. Okay? Spit and image. This here is because I interrogated Michael somewhat. And I learned what he'd done. Now, another woman, okay, which happens to be one of the keepers up there of the people, she called Michael and started in at Michael. And Michael, actually, he put her right down. Without being mean. Now, you can ask Michael this. He said,
well,
my father,
hang on, Joe,
yeah.
Hang on. Hopefully, before I cut you off, I want to keep you on, but hopefully Michael can clarify a little bit of this also, like you said, and other callers, be patient. Be patient. I'm with Joe in Sebastian, Florida. I will get to you, I promise. But Joe in Sebastian, Florida, continue on. Go ahead.
Okay. So Michael went ahead and took care of everything. He told him, my father wants out of there, and Monday we are calling the lawyer, okay? Okay, there was, you're supposed to keep him there 72 hours. So, all in all, that was the information that he gave my friend. I call him my friend. Then the woman called Michael and got basically the same thing. Okay, they weren't satisfied with that other person's information. So, Michael told them the very same thing, he could be the CEO or what have you. He called Michael, and Michael told him the very same thing.
The CEO? Oh my goodness.
Well, for the right word, I have to say it was the person that is in charge of the entire floor. Okay.
Okay.
Michael told him, actually I don't think he was mean. I think that he was nice, but he told the people so that this big guy came in and says, "It's okay, Joe, you're going home." I said, okay. I appreciate it.
But Joe, you were detained. You were forced against your will to to be housed someplace.
Yes.
Isn't
you have
that
to tell
incredible,
them
folks?
Within 72 hours, you have to tell them within 72 hours that you want to go home. Okay? That now people should remember that in case they get picked up here, you know, in case they say something they shouldn't say. I tried to tell them that, you know, the guy that invented the toilet, okay, they call him Mr. Crapper, okay? That's his name, okay? That's his actual name. But it happens to be I forgot the name of it, like a witticism. Part of, you know, it's a slang name. And, that's exactly what happened. So they went ahead. I was there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And everything worked out there good. And I came home. I called a company in Washington. And I talked to them, and I wanted to tell them what happened. You know, the company that I was going to work for, and I have worked for already. You know who it is, right, Joe?
Yes, I do.
The government factory. Okay, so I reached them, and they said, Joe, it's okay. We already know about it. Forget it. It's over. I said, okay, well, thank you very much. So,
Joe, hang on. Joe, the point of the story is you were actually kidnapped.
Yes.
Just because you had a medical condition. This is amazing. And this is happening to elderly people all around the country. Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, one psychiatrist looked at me and said, there's nothing wrong with you. I said, no. I says, I was mad when I said it, okay? And that's exactly what happened. If it was a person that done this, she was the one, the tortfeasor, that put the stuff in my eye that caused me to drive that way. So that's exactly what
Joe,
happened.
Well, Joe, yes, a medical condition, you got medical treatment that went wrong. And because you're an elderly man in your 80s who served this country, a veteran, who worked for the government undercover, actually, just as I worked for the government undercover, they went after you. They went after you. And I want to welcome people also, other callers, and maybe Mike from Wisconsin. You can add to this story if you can. Mike from Wisconsin, if you're able to call in, press the number one. I know Mike's not in good health, Mike from the state of Wisconsin, but he is listening. I'm pretty sure that's his unknown number there on my call line. There he is.
Okay.
There's Mike right now. Mike's going to contribute to your story, Joe, from Sebastian, Florida. And then area code 302, I have not forgotten about you. You will be on the program also. And people in the chat room reading the, I can't pronounce it, reading the acoustic, I can't read it, but reading, you're welcome on the program also. I know you're in the chat room. Maybe you can converse with people in the chat room. And if you want to call in tonight and share anything you want to share that needs to be heard, the call-in number is 657-383-0616, and we do have a dozen or so people in the chat room. And I got Mike now that's queued in, Joe from Sebastian, Florida. I'll leave you on the air. You maybe converse with Mike here. Maybe you can add something, and then I'll get to the new callers. But, Mike, I'm going to unmute your number. And remember, everyone else, you're welcome. I don't censor callers. I don't edit callers. Whatever your story is, call in. It's your time to be heard on Blog Talk Radio. Go ahead. Mike, you're unmuted. Go ahead. Can you add to the story, Mike? And I see other callers that want Preston to get involved here also. I will get to you. I promise. Go ahead, Mike. You're next.
Okay. Well, good evening, everybody. What this all boiled down to is, you know, you had a single man, you know, that basically doesn't have any family around him where he lives, and they were going to browbeat him into basically, you know, living there for a while, you know, and you know,
Besides, Mike, in your opinion, and maybe Joe would know also, is this happening to elderly people all around the country today where they are being kidnapped or even detained without, I mean, just because they may have a medical condition, because they don't have family that lives across the country? Obviously, you're a family member of Joe in Sebastian, Florida. And Mike, when they heard from you, they obviously he's been released, thank God. Mike, I mean, what's your opinion on this? Is this happening to other people too, you think?
Well, I think, you know, like my dad, he was, you know, a prime suspect for their, you know, what they're doing. I mean, my dad even told me that Medicare said that they're going to pay the whole thing. Don't worry about it. Well, I mean, isn't that like, you know, free money? I mean, you know.
Yes.
I just don't... Well, anyway,
yeah, Joe's still on the line, Mike. And remember, folks, this is Mike. He lives in the state of Wisconsin. He's a retired dairy farmer. He's a supporter of the program. And Joe and Sebastian, Florida, he's still on the line. And what happened to Joe and Sebastian, Florida? Tell me, Joe and Sebastian, Florida, should we go after these people and try to stop it? I mean, what do you suggest? We don't want this to happen again to you or anyone else. What do we do? Where do we go from here?
Well, I don't think they're going to come after me again, mainly because of me and my government affiliation. But I'm sure there are people there that, well, I got a telephone call from one girl that was an inmate there, okay? Some of them were taking down names and addresses, so I made the mistake of giving them my name and address. Then they wanted to come over. Well, she had a boyfriend and wanted to come over. But all in all, what happened was I think that they try to live with you for a while. And they, you know, they're keeping up enough
Amen.
People there.
Yeah.
So my daughter jumped in there and said, "Don't you do that. Don't you do that." And then I think my boy up in Joe up in Meriden, Connecticut, he says, "I don't think you ought to do it." And Michael said, "No, don't do it." I said, "Okay, 3-1 right here. I won't do it."
Yeah, well, thank God you have family. But Joe, people out there don't have family sometimes, and they're lost.
You're right.
And that's what's scary about this situation. Area code 302, don't worry. I see your number. You will be on tonight. But 804, you were next. So area code 804. Whatever you have to talk about, even if it doesn't pertain to subjects, you're welcome on the program. Area code 804, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I was picked up under the bake rack in Florida. I got out of that place. They're crazy there. Let me tell you, I was doing a radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Seriously, I was on the air. Three cops knocked on my door, came in and said, "We heard that on the radio, whatever you were doing, you were going to commit suicide." I looked at them. "Are you crazy? I'm sitting here doing a radio show. I'm going to kill myself?" Well, we're taking you in, ma'am. Okay? This was in 2012.
Oh, my God.
Right?
They took you in? They took you
in?
They said
right.
They
took me.
Oh, my Lord.
They put my arms behind me and three silver handcuffs around me and took my shoes off, took my cell phone and would not give that back to me even afterwards, took me straight into psych. I kept trying to get answers. They wouldn't give me any answers. I went up to the nurse's desk and I stood there and listened. Okay. Meantime, they got a needle about huge. You know, I'm talking the big needles. They're sticking it in everybody. They had picked up people all over Florida that night. And I heard the nurses talking about the FBI and the CIA concerned about this stupid little shift 2012. And everybody that I met there had psychic abilities, medium abilities, preachers, the whole nine yards, honey. None of them had mental illnesses, and none of them were trying to commit suicide. That happened to me, baby. I know what you're talking about.
You're right.
I know about Florida.
Wow.
Where are you at in Florida? Because Joe is in Sebastian, Florida. How far away are you from Sebastian, if you know where Sebastian is?
Right now I'm in Virginia. I left Florida 3 years ago. I got tired of it. I went in five times. Five times was enough for me. It was just like, bing, bang, you need to come in. And I got there, and all they want to do is pump drugs, pump drugs. And the drugs don't affect me. I can tell you that right now. They do not affect me. They almost kill me.
Amen. Amen.
They almost kill me with the damn drugs, because when I got out, my doctor said, do you know what they were mixing and putting into you? It almost killed you. And I said, no, I didn't know. And I told my sister this. And my sister was supposed to be my supporter. And she was like in cahoots with the damn doctors keeping me in there. Finally, I had to walk out. He's right about that 72-hour thing. You got to know that you can walk out of that door in 72 hours. I learned that after 3 or 4 times. You know what I'm saying? You got to get in the know about that, okay? I'm glad he mentioned it.
I'm glad, and you know what? Are we uncovering and exposing something here? I'm typing into the chat room now, actually. Are we uncovering something that's happening to the elderly people in Florida? We all know that Florida is a safe haven for elderly people, and where elderly people go to retire.
I got news for you. I went back to Virginia. I'm a Richmond, Virginia person. We don't have the Baker Act. We don't have any of this crap going on. They use that Baker Act, you understand that, in Florida, to pick up anytime they want, okay? They don't need excuses. That is a hotbed for that Baker Act. Now, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
And Joe and Sebastian, go ahead, Joe and Sebastian. Go ahead, Joe and Sebastian, you know what this lady's talking about, so go ahead, carry on, please.
Joe, that's exactly what I was talking about, the 72 hours. I managed to read it, and it's not only old people, okay? The guy that slept in the bunk next to me, naturally he was an old man, and he took to me, okay, to be a friend. But there are young kids there, okay? There are kids there, okay? I saw some young girls up there and older girls and ancient girls, okay? I'll put it that way. But men too, they range anywhere from about 25 on up. So if anybody says anything like that, be careful on what you say down here. Okay, this is wicked.
It definitely is, and it's still going on. And my sister was like in cahoots with them. But I'm just saying, I don't know. Did you hear anything about the nurses at the nurse station talking about the FBI and the CIA behind it? Because that's what I heard. I heard that, and I was very sane when I heard it. Okay.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I told them that I was. I belong to I have trouble wanting to say it, but the BATF, okay? I belong to them. I did. Okay? I was overseas with them. I was up in Buffalo with them, and I knew things that they didn't know. And I had a woman up there. What they do is she's telling us a story. But, you know, she's watching us at what. So I go ahead and I tell her about roping. And she says, well, what's roping? I says, well, it's something that the police don't do because they're not equipped to it. But I says, I know. Well, let me tell you something. You're not happy with what I'm saying. You're not happy with the story I told, ma'am, because I don't know why. You got to talk to me a little bit more. She says, "Well, you're right about that." Then she broke up the meeting right away. So basically, that's it. Basically, I think that guy that was 280 pounds. I think that he was a cop. Okay, not a cop.
Yeah.
He was mixed up. So the people I called in Washington was the people that I used to work for, and they said, "Oh, Joe, forget it. We've taken care of it. It's all been taken care of." So,
Joe, hang on. And ma'am, you got to understand, Joe is a bachelor of Florida. He's in his mid-80s. He worked for the government overseas. That's what he's trying to tell you. He worked for the government undercover. He worked in Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and now he lives in Sebastian, Florida, retired. And let me tell you, they're coming after him,
and they will.
They kidnapped him. They kidnapped
him. They will.
You know?
It is an abduction, and it is purposely done. And like I said, after five times with me, and I'm in my 60s. I live in senior communities when I was in Florida. And there was a lot of things going on, People were being picked up. I mean, I saw it. I mean, and I know he saw it. He's not lying. And I know he was taken in. And a lot of people don't tell this story. It's taken me a long time to understand the story and get out of there.
Ma'am, you know what it is? A lot of the younger people won't listen to you because you know what they say? You're crazy. You're old.
Well, of course.
What are you talking about? You know?
Hey,
you know what I mean?
You know, I mean, look, I'm sitting here. I've been doing Blog Talk Radio now for 3 years, but I've been on, you know, airways for 45 years. I mean, would I pick a time to commit suicide on the air? That's what they kept saying. And they kept saying that someone had called. How in the hell, and I want to understand this, how in the hell did they know where my location was? Blog Talk doesn't have your location. They had some work on that. Computer work,
that's
baby.
That's right. Amen.
Computer
right.
work.
Amen.
Okay. They went in and got that IP address to find me. Okay?
Because
you
right.
don't give your address on Blog Talk. There's no way they would have known. Okay?
That's right. And maybe
there's a lot more behind
maybe,
this.
Hang on. Maybe BitBanker, who's a computer expert here, will talk about IP addresses and stuff like that. If he can, I know he's in the chat room here. If he'll press the number
right.
one and chip in. I know I got a bunch of people that wanted to queue in, and I'm scanning the phone lines just to make sure. And I know Mike is still out there. And if Mike will, real quick, before I get to area code 302, I know you're out there. I know you want to speak. I promise you will get at least 10 minutes to speak tonight on this program. But this is an important topic here. We're talking about people that are elderly that are being kidnapped by governmental institutions. And this is not being paid attention by the mainstream media or, for God's sake, the families of these people. And that's why I want to expose this. Go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead.
I told them, I said, I know I can walk out of here. They said, no, we're going to call your sister. I said, no, you ain't going to call nobody. You see that door? I know I can walk out of here. And they said, no, you've been Baker acted. I said, I don't care what I've been Bakered or whatever. I walked out of there. They called my sister.
What is the Baker Act? What is the Baker Act? Can you explain that to the listeners and the new listeners, the young listeners that are listening tonight? And I assure you, I have dozens of them on the line tonight. Explain the Baker Act, please.
Endangering yourself. If anybody thinks that you are endangering yourself, like committing suicide, any type of endangerment to self is what they're standing on. And that was what they were trying to prove. When they come into your place, they start collecting everything. There's three of them. And they're on the cell phones. And they're talking to people on cell phones, standing at my door, talking about transporting me. I'm like, what the hell? I felt like I was in Star Wars. I felt like I was going to get in a transport machine. I felt like, oh, yeah, they said, because we're going to transport her, and we're going to put her in the machine and all that. And she's been strapped down. I mean, this cop is talking like I'm going, oh, my God. And I was totally sane. I mean, I was doing a radio show.
Wow.
I was, like, freaking out on this. And so, here's the thing about the Baker Act. They don't have to prove it. They don't have to prove you're endangering yourself. They just say it. Okay. Now there's a story on Baker Act right there.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're right.
And Joe and Sebastian, Florida, when you were kidnapped, you said were able to make contact with Mike, your son. And before I get to you, Joe, especially for you, Mike, can you shed some light on this? What is your knowledge? Mike is from another generation. He's the son of Joe and Sebastian, Florida, and he knows about what's going on. Mike, can you give us some light here? Because it's an important topic that we need to blow up here on this program. And I'm willing to do it, and I'm willing to call people. But everyone, we've got to get more people here to call in. Give me phone numbers to call, and let's expose this crime. Mike, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Well, I believe, you know, that
they realized that my dad was a single person, like I said before, you know, and he didn't have a spouse at home, and he didn't have children at home. So he was, you know, what would you say? He's an easy catch, you know?
Right.
And,
yeah, but what are they, Mike, what are they trying to obtain? Is assets? Or are they just trying to lock him away to get him out of the community? What's the purpose of this? You know what I mean?
Money.
In your opinion, Mike.
I think my father just said it, money. I think,
money.
You know, since
wow.
Medicare pays the entire bill, you know, let's keep him as long as we can.
Yeah. That's exactly correct. He is right on that. It is the money from Medicare, because when I went in, they kept me to that 3 weeks, so they'd get that money. So they'd get that Medicare. He is exactly correct.
Wow. Ma'am, I'm going to tell you right now, if you'd like, please, I want you to call into this program. I want to do a follow-up show on this topic, and I want you to tell your friends that they've got a friend here with this program. I'll call governors. You want me to call the governor of Florida? I'll do that live on this program. Do you have selectmen, congressmen? Do you have people that you want me to contact? We will do this on this show. I will do it for you. I promise. Joe and Sebastian, Florida, he's still here. Mike is his son. I have his actual other son here, Bitbanker from Meriden, Connecticut, on the line. And if we can get to a resolution here and expose this crime against the elderly, that would be great. And here's Bitbanker from Meriden, Connecticut. This is Joe's other son. And, ma'am, just listen to what he has to say. In Meriden, Connecticut, go ahead, Bitbanker. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, well, that was a nice topic tonight. Beam me up, Scotty. Good evening, everybody. Yeah, I've been reading about the Baker Act, and just like the woman that was just on, it's so twisted because, you know, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not allowed to give medical advice. But according to this law, the person, if they're not a doctor who is saying that you should be committed, is offering their medical opinion as to your condition, and I would consider that against the law. And the Baker Act also dictates that a person must have a mental illness and would not get treatment on his own. So therefore, if they're going to take you and you're saying that you want to get treatment, then the law doesn't apply to you, the Baker Act. And in order to admit an individual involuntarily for mental health evaluation and treatment under Florida's Baker Act, the patient must be mentally ill and have refused admission or be unable to make the decision to submit to treatment and be in danger. And it also goes on and on and on. And the act is intended to provide emergency services, temporary detention for evaluation, and comprehensive treatment for persons that meet the criteria. Again, it's so twisted. Meet what criteria? And who's going to make that call? The police officer is not a medical professional. And the person who's calling may not be a medical professional. So therefore, I would say that most of these cases are a violation of law because they're practicing medicine without a license. I've read more about it so far while you've been talking, and it's so twisted and convoluted that it's nuts. But they're saying that the law in itself is a travesty to the people down there. Go ahead.
Wow, that's good. And that's Joe in Meriden, Connecticut. And like I said, here we are. We're talking. I'm in North Carolina. We got North Carolinians listening. We got people out in Wisconsin listening. So we're creating a great audience for this. Awesome. This is awesome. And anyone else, you got a story here? This is great. Pressure number one, because I only have a few minutes before I wrap up the show. And I want everyone here just get off the subject. Area code 302. I know you may want to get on here, and I promise you'll have the last 15 minutes of the show. I know you've been waiting. I know you want what you want to talk about, and you want to contribute to the program. I'm going to give you the last 15 minutes, okay? I promise. But here we are at the 35-minute mark, and area code 804, this woman who's called in, who's really exposed this. Joe tried exposing this, I believe, the last couple times. But this female has done a great job. Go ahead,
That's
ma'am.
Because
go
I'm in the media. The first thing when the cops walk in the door, okay, when they come in, they ask you a lot of questions. They say, is anybody else here with you? I said, no, I live alone. They look at each other and nod their heads. I said, yeah, I'm alone. I have a dog. And, well, we're taking you in. But they went all the way into bedrooms. They went in the kitchen. They opened the refrigerator. I'm talking about search. Okay. Well, I don't know what they were looking for. I have no clue. They, I'm a diabetic. They said, what do you use this needle for? I said, can't you read it, sir? It's for diabetic. He said, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you got drugs here. I said, sir, that is legal. I have a doctor.
Wow.
I have a doctor. It's a diabetic insulin pill. You know, it shoots it. So he took it. And he makes notations. They're standing there making notations. He's walking around picking up. And he's saying to me, what do you use this for? What do you do with this? I mean, I'm going like, sir, I'm sitting here doing a radio show. Can I wrap my radio show up? He said, radio? You can't be doing radio. You're looking at a computer. I said, sir, it's called Blog Talk. I'm trying to explain it to him. He's saying all these things, strange things to me. And I said, listen, you're going to take me in. I'll go. I'm not refusing to go. And that was another part of that Baker Act. Because when you get there, they say you refuse to come with them. They say it. Even though I said, no, I went with them willingly. But see, they twisted it. Like that guy just said, they twist the whole act to their advantage.
Yeah.
They twist it, and you're exactly correct. Yes, I talked about it on my radio show after it happened to me, and I haven't known anybody else talking about it. When I tuned in tonight, I said, oh, my God, somebody finally is finding this. This is something.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
God,
thank you, ma'am.
It's been
thank
going
you.
On since 2012. Look where we are right now. It's still happening.
Well,
that's
you owe kudos. For some reason, and everything works in mysterious ways, but yo, kudos to Joe and Sebastian, Florida. This happened to him, and this has been a big subject for our family. And Mike out in Wisconsin, for some reason, this show now is touching base on something that is affecting not only his father, but affecting another lady who's on the program here tonight and many other families out there, and we need to put a stop to this, and we can do it. We're the alternative media, folks. I'll call governors. I'll do it live on the line, but we got to be organized. And this is something new to me. I never knew about this. This is awesome. This is a new topic that we need to address on this radio program. And the show is called Understanding the Times in Which We Live in Today. What a perfect platform to expose this. And, ma'am, you've been great tonight. You really have. And you said you've done other shows. But you know what? I want you back. I want you to bring other people with you, and I want Joe and Sebastian Florida to gather his notes. The next show is on Sunday at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. No problem.
And
I'll
promise,
be there.
And I'm going to hold you to that, ma'am. And I want you to bring your friends. I want you to bring anyone who has a story to tell.
I'll bring it up on my show too to tell everybody
that it's going to be on there. Please,
okay,
please,
no problem.
Please plug your show.
Okay.
Please plug it
I
right
will.
Now, please.
Well, I recently have changed. I change up on my show because I'm a teacher. So we're just doing it's called Akashic Records tonight, but I've been working with the whole brain theory. I'm a teacher, so I bring different topics, you know, and basically things that need
like
to be exposed.
Me, like me. Amen.
Yeah, I mean,
like
we have to move and change and shift wherever the topics are going to take us, and that's me too. And I'm a very strong media. I live in a senior community now. And I have exposed so much in this one community I'm living in now. What's happening
to
seniors?
Where do you live now, ma'am? Ma'am, where do you live now? What community, if you don't mind me asking?
I live in Richmond, Virginia. and I live in
a
hut.
You're not far from me. You're not far from me. I'm in Greensboro, North Carolina.
I live in a HUD property, HUD, and we have suffered at this HUD property. And even Ben Carson suffered when he went to a HUD thing, and I even posted that, and I went down here and told people, look, Ben Carson's going to straighten this mess out. You better straighten your mess out. I've told them. I said, don't
Amen.
Mess with me. I have been told by the real estate people down this building, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. You are scaring the people
you.
In our community. I said, I don't give a damn who I'm scaring, because you better get the elevators working. I'm not walking up 12 flights, not once again, and not having to go to my apartment, have to go rent a room for the night because I have no elevator to get to the 12th floor. And I have seen the stuff that's gone on in this place. I am not ignorant. Don't tell me to shut up, because I will take it to the media. And I have done it. I have called the health department on this
place.
You've
got a lot of
spunk.
People, you got a lot of spunk, ma'am. You got a lot of spunk.
Because you have
to.
You have
to.
And spunk and attitude is how you live in this world. If you don't have the attitude and take care of yourself, you can forget it. And we have people with Alzheimer's and dementia in this building who have gone without their medicine because they could not get their medicine because there was no elevator to even get them out of their apartments. I've seen it in person. So it's a big can of worms, baby. You're on it right now.
Well, I know you made a friend tonight with one of my supporters, Joe in Sebastian, Florida. I know you made a friend with him. And
he's not alone. He's not alone.
Well, thank you. And I know he respects you. I know that, because he's been a supporter of this program. And I want to say something. Remember, Sundays and Thursdays, and we got to work together. Do you have a Facebook page that you want to announce? Do you have a Facebook page by any chance?
My Facebook page. Oh, I'm Brenda Bradshaw. In case you didn't know.
Okay.
I make YouTubes. I'm on Facebook page. I'm all over the world, baby doll.
Hey,
I've been in this
awesome.
40 years.
You're awesome.
You're
great.
Awesome. Back
you really
at you.
Are.
Back at you. Back
right.
at you.
Listen,
because we have Thank
go
you.
Go ahead. Finish up. Go ahead. No,
I just
want to
say, you're giving the elderly and the seniors a voice. We don't have a voice. We never have had a voice. We have been put down so much by doctors, mental illness people, and it's been going on since the early 2000s. And I can prove it. So there you go.
Thank you very much. You know what? What you just said was something that I've really neglected on my show. The seniors don't have a voice out there. Amen.
Not at all.
And I've got one more caller before I wrap it up. I know he may be talking about something different or maybe on the topic, but listen, for everyone that's on the queue tonight, and there's many on the queue, I've got hold 50 callers. I've got 50 on the line, and I know some
You're
don't
walking.
Want, yeah.
Okay,
Thank you so much.
I'll call in Sunday night, and I appreciate you giving me a voice. And this subject.
You'll have
a voice
always on this show, ma'am. You will
Thank
have
you.
A voice on this program, I promise.
Thank you.
But I just want to connect this one last caller, and then I'm going to wrap it up.
Okay, thank you.
Caller,
Brenda, bye-bye.
Eric Code 302, go ahead.
Joe Gibson.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You heard we addressed the show to the elderly people out there who've been wronged by the world. So go ahead, sir. I don't know what you want to talk about tonight, but go ahead. The floor is yours for the next 5 minutes, and then I got to wrap it up. Go ahead.
You said 15. First, you said 10. Now, tell me what you really mean.
Okay. You want 10? You want 10? You got 10. How's that sound? You got 10 minutes, brother. Go ahead.
Let me say this to you. On behalf of a new formation, as we are evolving through growth and development, for elevation and ascension of the People's Bloodless Revolution, Joe Gibson, you are my brother. Tyrone Thompson.
Thank you.
You are my brother. Black Jesus Minister, you are my brother. And everyone in this country, and whether you're black, brown, red, yellow, and white, old, young, gay, straight, or like, for the next 3 minutes, you are my brother if you want freedom, justice, and total independence. And I'm going to stick to the script that Joe Gibson, we need a revolution. And the last Queen of Queens who just got off these lines on Sunday, 9 p.m. East Coast time, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Sunday night, the People's Bloodless Revolution, never uttered by any human being on the planet. Everyone, get your people online and open up your filters and get in where you fit in. On Sunday night, out of Charleston, South Carolina, Talk Real Solutions, the Pan-African Intelligence Network, where I will be the host. I will be the host. And everyone's welcome. Everyone. I don't care what you look like. You're welcome.
Wait a second, brother. I've been banned from that radio network. You're telling me I'm welcome?
No, you
also?
Haven't. No, you haven't. No, you haven't. No, you haven't.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Listen. My precondition is that everyone who's with the People's Revolution is welcome in the bloodless revolution that's never been uttered in no time in the history since the United States of America and the Constitution has been authorized, and it's an illegal document. It's an illegal document. The bloodless revolution never uttered by anyone. Everyone, black, brown, red, young, white, old, young, gay, straight alike, you're welcome
on Sunday night.
Brother,
so you're telling me, not to interrupt you, with all due respect, Tyrone has told me that I am banned from his network because of his racial prejudice. Now, look, I don't know what you got going on with him, by all means, but
okay, you even admitted to me.
But hang on, let me finish. You even admitted to me. I allow everyone on my program. So you tell me you're going to allow me on your program under TRS?
Okay, here's what I'm going to tell you. On this segment with the Pan-African Intelligence Network, Tyrone Thompson is the producer. And I want you and Tyrone Thompson and your followers, Joe Gibson, look up LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. I dare Tyrone Thompson or Joe Gibson's followers, Joe Gibson, I dare you and your followers, Tyrone Thompson, I dare each and every one of you to look up LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, according to the Constitution.
Okay, we'll do that. Hang on, brother. Not to interrupt you, with all due respect. Usually when I call in the TRS, I usually only get two or three words, and they hang up on me. So I'll tell you what.
There's a new configuration because of the information on Her Majesty's Righteous Order. The Bloodless Revolution, never uttered by Joe Gibson, Black Jesus Minister, White Jesus Minister, never uttered by Tyrone Thompson. I will be hosting Sunday, and you and Tyrone have no jurisdiction as it relates to the red, black, and green. I don't care what
the red,
white, and blue and the Confederate flag brought to you. Here's what I know. But now, let me get my other few minutes based on the cartel, the cabal, the drug war. Now, I know there's doctors behind the doors and doctors on the corners. Raheem Jose Junebug Aaliyah and Ling Ling is not guilty based on the cabal. The White House is the rock house, and Uncle Sam is the pusher man and his cartel. Now, I know that people have been on methadone maintenance or Suboxone. Now, there's doctors behind the doors who authorize Percocets, Percocet 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, Percocets. Now, there's a whole bunch of mind-altering sedition of the what we call the usual suspects, the American government, its pharmaceuticals, the number one cabal cartel, and the cartel that most of the people who are making decisions are under amphetamines, barbiturates, the stimulants, and it's control and non-control. Now, I'm telling you that based on the targeted individuals, we got targeted communities under the war on drugs. Yet the doctors behind the doors, just like doctors behind borders, all of the doctors give prescription drugs to policemen and people on the streets. Every doctor behind the door is a drug dealer. Every doctor behind
amen.
The door
amen.
Is a
3 minutes,
dealer.
Brother. 3 minutes, brother. But amen.
Okay.
3 minutes.
Yeah. So when you look at targeted individuals, everyone who's a targeted individual, they work for the United States federal government. But when you look at targeted communities under the war on terrorism, not the war of the Revolutionary War, and the revolution is a bloodless revolution because we know that there was no doctors, attorneys, health care, whether it's Obamacare or Trump care, or anybody who's behind the doors telling us what they're going to prescribe for us as the medicines, even our children. Our children are given all kinds of sedatives and all kinds of stuff as we are prescribed when we go behind the doors. We think we're going to get some economical, spiritual, or some medicinal treatment. But what you're getting is the cabal. The United States federal government is the cartel. That is the blueprint for a safer humanity when we all realize that the last lady who got off the line who talked about the doctors behind the doors who are worse than Raheem, Jose, Junebug, and Aaliyah and Ling Ling
amen.
That we call the
amen.
Drug gangs. They're worse than rap music and hip-hop. The people behind the doors, they claim the Bible, Torah, and the Quran, and God and country. But yet the pharmaceuticals under Suboxone, under methadone maintenance, that's just what came before the mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers. Now we got a whole bunch of other psychotronic drugs. So targeted individuals work for the government. But targeted communities, they are under control and non-controlled substances. Now, the substances is the drug economy. There's a legal economy and an illegal economy. So you have to get in with 515 Sunday, 605-9783. 515-605-9783. That's 9 p.m. East Coast time, 8 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m.
1 minute, brother.
Okay. This ties Black Jesus Minister, Joe Gibson, Tyrone Thompson, under the leadership of Checkmate, Slam Dunk, Touchdown, Spring Training, Home Run. And we the people, by the people, for the people. We are the common law court. I'm a committee of one on behalf of the committee of the whole. Kill or be killed, or go ahead and give you injections to cause death in prisons and give death the cartel of what you call Osama bin Laden and what you call this thing Afghanistan, the poppy seeds. More heroin is killing white people in this country called the United States of America like no other time in the history of the world, and all doctors, lawyers, healthcare professionals, nurses.
All right, brother, wrap
judges.
It up, please. Wrap it up, brother, please.
All right, I'm going to wrap it up. LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. I dare Tyrone Thompson. I dare Black Jesus Minister and his followers. I dare Joe Gibson. I dare any of you. I dare you to be great. Look up LEAP. Google Black, Brown, Red, Yellow, White, Old, Young, Gay, Straight, like. Look up LEAP. And that is what is under my leadership. That's law enforcement. They are ICE. They are alcohol, fire, and tobacco. They are drug enforcement agents. And many of them, they tell them the truth of why they got to be with the people in order to gain this independence that we all are searching for. Okay. Much love.
All right.
Respect. I rest your case.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. And, you know, you're always welcome on the program. You bring knowledge, maybe not at the right time because we had a different subject tonight, but you did bring it. I appreciate that. And I want everyone to know, before I wrap up the program tonight, please, I'm going to be a co-host on another program that is a little adversary to the program that I have, but I'm going to be a co-host. And that phone number is 924-9807. So everyone, please call into that number tonight at 8 p.m.
What?
Eastern Standard Time, okay?
One comment before you go.
All right, I will. All right, everyone will get a chance. I promise. I'll scan lines. But tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to be a co-host on a new program, and we're going to see how it goes. If this show is open, like he promises, and we finally address issues like we just did here tonight, and man, what a powerful show! Wow, this was awesome, man. You know, the elderly. They got a voice tonight. We had people call in and gave us first-hand testimony. You can't beat that. You can't beat it. You won't get it on Fox News. You won't get it on CBS. You can only get it here on blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson. And I'm going to tell you right now, just like this last gentleman who was just on, I give everyone a voice, everyone. You know, I mean, I can't give you an hour, but I do give you the time you need. All right, Bitbanker, give me a few minutes, and then we'll wrap it up. Go ahead, Bitbanker.
Yeah, the last gentleman, you said he was off topic. I believe he's exactly on topic. LEAP is made up of current and former members of law enforcement who believe the U.S. drug policies have failed in their intended goals, and I believe he's absolutely correct. Because, you know,
Amen.
It goes right
okay.
up. It goes hand in hand with what happened to Joe in Florida and the other woman who called in. You know, you get the elderly people, they go to the doctor. It's the doctor's responsibility to prescribe a medication for that person, regardless of whether they need it or not. That's their job. And, you know, how does that medication affect that person? Or better yet, how does it affect that person? Because we really don't know. We do clinical trials, but when it affects them in a way that makes them seem out of their mind, right away, we got the Baker Act taking them in. So I believe he's exactly on topic, and the war on drugs has failed, and I mentioned it last week, that the biggest importer of drugs is the United States government, and that's just what I wanted to say about that, and I posted your show number in the chat. And the other gentleman who posted a phone number is 605-9783. I didn't get the area code if he said it, so I couldn't post it in the chat. But your phone number was 619-924-9807 at 8 p.m. tonight. I'm done.
All right. Thank you. Thank you from Meriden, Connecticut. And here I am broadcasting in Greensboro, North Carolina. 804, you want a couple minutes to have a closing remark? You're still on the line. I see you on the line. 804, you want to have a couple minutes to wrap it up and give a conclusion to tonight's program?
I just want to say thank you to you, Joe. These type of things that go on to seniors, it is a can of worms. And the Baker Act is directed to seniors because, like you said, Florida is a senior place, and many people retire there. So they need to know what they're walking into. They really do. And I was down there for 8 years, and every senior community has a problem. Every senior community, the seniors have no voice. They're treated like children. The rules in the senior community are just, you know, I'm 68 years old, and I've been treated in such a way by people who run these senior communities, and I'm ready to get out of the senior communities, and the only thing that's keeping me here is my money. I'm on Social Security, and that's where they get us right there, and that's a whole
Amen.
Can of worms too. That's
Amen.
A whole can of worms,
yeah.
too. We're on seniors cannot get away from it because of their Social Security benefits and HUD and Section 8
they
and all those type of programs. So it's
every
like a trap.
Everything has already paid.
Hang on, yeah. brother. Hang on, brother. I'm gonna give you 1 minute to get your last word. Hang on, 302. 804.
Okay, so
what we're
talking about is a trap, and people need to be aware that there is a trap. And when you have elderly parents, you need to check the trap. you need to check out everything that's going to happen to your loved ones. Checking them into assisted living, which I have experienced that also. I considered it part of my journey and part of my experiences by learning everything I could about nursing homes and assisted livings and talking to people and families. And it's a hardship. It's a very much hardship. So bringing in this drug thing, I have to agree. I have to totally agree. They don't check out their meds. They take more meds than they need. I've talked to people about this. The doctors are in cahoots. That's it. They're in cahoots with the pharmaceuticals.
Wow.
We know that. They're in cahoots.
Yeah.
They keep them drugged. They keep them on medicines, blood thinners. He's right. I'm finished, and I will be back on Sunday. Thank you so much for your time, Joe.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much for coming back on Sunday. I want to say I respect you so much, and I want to tell you, I got so many emails about what you had to talk about tonight. You got a lot of supporters on my program. You got a bunch of people that say they love you. They like what you got to say. They want to hear more. So that's awesome. That's awesome. Awesome. At 3:02, I'm going to give you 1 minute. 1 minute, and then I got to wrap it up and get down to the 5-minute mark almost. All right, go ahead.
Big Banger, thank you for recognizing Elite. And I don't give a damn if you're black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Homosexual, gay, or straight, or you're a bisexual. Leap, law enforcement against prohibition. And I'm going to give you the number for Sunday when I'm going to host for 3, maybe 4 hours. And that is the same number. I'm going to be on tonight at 8 o'clock when Joe Gibson is in the queue. 515-605-9783. Tyrone Thompson, producer. I get full access in the sector, the local, county, city, state, municipality of the United States of America. Charleston, South Carolina, and I know Joe Gibson is in North Carolina. Isn't that extraordinary that I can give this revelation? Now, my last 10 seconds.
Sure is.
I want to get this. That LEAP was backed up. Law enforcement against prohibition. The drug war and the war on terrorism is a fraud. The bloodless revolution takes control under the red, black, and green in 2017. Sunday night, 515-605-9783. And I'm the host of the program. And no one, not Joe Gibson, not Black Jesus Minister, not Tyrone Thompson, can interfere with the people's bloodless revolution never uttered by anybody on the program. You hear the background music, not rap music, not Hebrew Israelite Morris music. In this community, there's Tasty Cake and Mr. Softy giving you the closing last segment tonight.
All right, thank you, brother. Thank you. I got to wrap it up. I'm down to my 5-minute mark, and I got to wrap it up. But listen, you know, I appreciate your support. I appreciate you listening. Listen, you are so respectful listening in to the whole program until you get your turn. That is awesome in itself because you know what? A lot of people are disrespectful out there. But you know what, brother? Like you always say, here I am, a white guy, giving a black guy more time than his black brothers give his own time. And you know what? I take credit to that. I do. Because you know what? I want to hear the damn truth. I don't want to hear the bullshit. And we're going to get to the bottom of this. And thank you so much for that lady who called it. Joe in Sebastian, Florida, I know. Thank you for setting off the program tonight. Actually, he was set off the program tonight. And I know he didn't know it. But he did it. All right, listen, for the show tonight, everyone, please, you got to call in. It's at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I know it's going to be late. Nobody has to listen to the whole program. If you don't like what you hear, just hang up. Or, you know what? listen to it in archive. But the phone number to call in is 619-924-9807. I'm experimenting a co-host program here tonight. Hopefully it goes over well. But if not, we had an awesome show tonight. I love you guys, man. Remember, we could talk to each other all the time, no matter what. That's what's important, and we're doing it live on alternative media program. And people, folks, are listening. Trust me, they are. I'm going to end the episode. Good night. God bless everyone. Please be safe. Take care.